Dahlia and Friends, Let's Learn to Sign. Written by Jacques Bastien and Dacia Lyons Bastien. It's a beautiful day, just playing with friends. But Milani is crying again and again. What could be the matter? We all start to say. Milani is a baby with no words to convey. Kaiko thinks she's thirsty. I say she needs a snack. Penelope says a diaper change. Zoe thinks it's a nap. Milani keeps crying until soon DJ sees she dropped her favorite toy, her big plastic keys. All happy again, Milani coos and she giggles, having so much fun as she plays and she wiggles. If only we knew what she was trying to say. Then Penelope shouts, "Wait, I know a way." If we want Milani to speak so that we understand, instead of her voice, she can use her hands. Penelope learned to sign before she could speak, so her mom could understand all her cries and her squeaks. And for another big reason that Penelope shares, that is, her mom is deaf, which means she can't hear. "We can teach Milani baby sign language," I start to say, until Penelope corrects me in one very big way. "We just call it sign language, and we communicate with our hands. Just a different way of talking, so our deaf friends understand." "Like Mila," said Zoe. "I see her sign in school. She taught me some signs, and they're really cool." Signing is a great way to show those who can't hear that they are included and how much you care. We are all so excited to help Milani out. We just know it will work. We do not have a doubt. We will show her to sign things like milk, more, and help. And the best part will be, she'll do it all by herself. Penelope has an idea to bring Mila on by. She will help us all out and open our eyes to the big world of sign language and help us understand all that you can say when you sign with your hands. Now with Mila and Penelope leading the crew, they show us some signs, and baby Milani too. Milani picks them up quickly, and before very long, she is watching us all and signing along. "When your tummy is grumbling and you want milk to drink, squeeze your hands open and shut, like your eyes when you blink. If your diaper is wet and you're ready to change it, rub two fists together like the legs of a cricket. When you're all done with something, there's no need to cry. Open your hands and wave like you're saying goodbye. Want more when you're eating? Gather your fingers on each hand, then tap them together like cymbals in a band. If help's what you need, give a thumbs up a try. Put a hand underneath and fly it up to the sky. If you're feeling thirsty, three fingers up on one hand, tap your chin a few times like you're waving a fan." Milani looks so happy trying all the new signs. No more need to babble, cry, shout, or whine. "But there's one sign we won't need," says DJ that day. "That's the sign for happy. Milani has her own way." Milani laughs and she giggles and smiles with glee. That's her sign for happy. It's quite easy to see. With Penelope and Mila's help, we now understand when you can't use your words, you can sign with your hands. The end.